Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, another last-minute move as the year comes to a close in Washington, the Trump administration just banned bump stocks, the devices that allow semi-automatic weapons to fire more rapidly. That new regulation takes effect in March, and owners must destroy their bump stocks or turn them in. The group Gun Owners of America says they will sue the government to try to block the rule. Speaking of guns, last year more than 40,000 Americans died by suicide, and the majority of those were white men, and more than half used a firearm. In Colorado, a campaign is trying to reach this group well before the point of crisis. KUNC's Lee Patterson reports.
There's beer and cheerleaders and loud music in the tailgate area before a recent home game for the Air Force Academy's football team.
Yeah, so we've got just a display table here at the outside Falcon Stadium in Colorado Springs.
This is Sergeant Jason Garrett with the El Paso County Sheriff's Office. He's buff and tattooed.
Some funny, catchy slogans on these stickers. Sometimes life gets foobarred. If something is foobarred, it is effed up.
The messages on the stickers and beer koozies here are part of a state-backed campaign called Man Therapy, which mixes two things that don't usually go together: humor and suicide prevention. The goal, Sergeant Garrett says, is to make mental health care more accessible for working-age men.
That's a challenge I think we as men in Western culture have, is being open and honest about what's going on inside of us and our feelings, and allowing ourselves to be vulnerable to those around us.
That, plus mental illness, isolation, poverty, drugs.
It's a witch's brew. It's this collection of factors that seem to just have this catastrophic effect in our area.
A guy named Michael Schoen stops by the table. He checks out the stickers.
Oh, see, they've got "Don't holster your feelings." "Sometimes life's dog takes a dump on your lawn." See, there you go.
There's a lot more where that came from at mantherapy.org.
Did you know that men have feelings too? No, not just the hippies. All of us. Hello, I'm Dr. Rich Mahogany. Welcome to Man Therapy.
Dr. Rich Mahogany is the star of the campaign. You can go to the website and watch a lot more videos featuring the fictitious physician. You can take a 20-point mental health quiz, find therapists near you, watch testimonials from guys who have gotten help. Colorado's public health department launched Man Therapy in 2012. Other states like Ohio, Arizona, and Montana use it too. Now, Dr. Rich Mahogany is doing his thing all over El Paso County. He's on billboards, TV ads, on posters, in bars and restaurants, at a shooting range. It's part of a year-long push there.
And so if your ultimate goal is to reduce suicide.
Dr. Leon Kelly is the deputy chief medical examiner in El Paso County.
You cannot do that, realistically, of any significant degree, without doing something about middle-aged men killing themselves.
El Paso County has a high suicide rate and high numbers. Between 2004 and 2017, more people died by suicide here than in any other Colorado county. Last year, 75% of them were men. The things that had been done before, like crisis call lines, it just wasn't enough. So Kelly says they started looking at new campaigns.
And then when we got to Man Therapy, it was hilarious, and it was edgy, and it was a little bit profane.
Some of the decision makers were skeptical. After all, Man Therapy presents one particular macho type of manliness.
Most of the room didn't get it. They were like, "I don't understand. This isn't even funny. I don't understand what this is." Everybody sees the world differently. That's the point. This right here is for men. And that, if that's what we're going to focus on, this is the way that we're going to reach them.
So the big question is, does it work? The state collects user feedback and testimonials, but doesn't have hard data yet. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is funding a 4-year research study looking at the effectiveness of the program.
By using the manly techniques found in my office, you'll have tools you need to deal with the tough situations life sends your way.
Real doctors and public health officials hope that this message from this unusual messenger will get through to the people who need it the most. For Here and Now, I'm Lee Patterson.